Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And you may remember the final scene in the James Bond movie GoldenEye, when 007 chased a villain onto a giant dish antenna. The bad guy fell into the dish, and the receiver, suspended 450 feet above, fell on top of him and exploded. Well, the scene was shot at the giant Arecibo Radio Radar Telescope in Puerto Rico. And yesterday, the telescope really did come crashing down. No one was hurt, but just 2 weeks ago, officials had warned it would have to be dismantled anyway, because two cables suspending it had snapped. Astronomers around the world are heartbroken by the news. Alyssa Goodman is a professor of astronomy at Harvard. Professor Goodman, welcome. Good to speak with you.
Good to speak with you, too. I only wish the topic were happier.
Oh, I know. And how are you feeling about this news? We knew the end was coming, but this literally just came crashing down.
Yeah, heartbroken is exactly the right word. I did my thesis, a lot of it, at Arecibo 30 years ago, but I have very fond memories, and it's done important work. In fact, the conference I was just on that I dropped off of to speak with you, the speaker Juan Solera was showing gorgeous, gorgeous data, recent data from Arecibo about our galaxy. And so it's just crushing, crushing.
Yeah. Well, what did the telescope mean to you and your research? I mean, what did it teach you?
It's an absolutely unique facility, not only because of how large it was and what kind of wavelengths, what kind of light it looked at, but it was a hands-on telescope when I used it. And so I used to have to go in there and take a whole bunch of coaxial cables and basically build the back end, build the receiver of the radio telescope. And I actually did the mental calculation, and it was something about $40,000 a day that the NSF was paying at the time for maintenance. And I thought, oh my God, they're giving this know-nothing graduate student a telescope that costs $40,000 a day to operate. But in the end, we found the first measurement of a magnetic field in a particular kind of region in space that's very important because it forms stars. And so that's the kind of thing that happens at Arecibo.
Was it as impressive to see up close as it was in the pictures?
Oh, much more impressive. I mean, we used to go jogging and walking around the rim of the telescope under the edge. And, you know, it's surrounded by jungle growing on limestone karst. And so, you know, it looks like something out of Jurassic Park more than the movies that you've seen it in. And it was a long, long walk or run. Think about, you know, that factor of pi on that 1,000-foot diameter. It's a 3,000-plus-foot walk around the edge. So it's a massive thing. I even once had the opportunity to help one of the engineers, Lynn Baker, go up on the structure you talked about, 500 feet in the air, and hang from ropes and try to get a pencil out of a dish had dropped it in. My mother didn't like that story about me hanging from ropes.
No, she wouldn't.
The telescope. Yeah.
Well, this sort of feels like a wake, doesn't it? We're laughing and remembering its legacy.
Yeah, no, I hope we can build something to replace it. There is this FAST telescope in China now that tries to do the same kind of work, but it's really not at the quality in terms of sensitivity and reliability yet, anyway, of Arecibo, and we need another one.
Yeah, I know you'll mourn its loss professionally, but culturally speaking, it was important too. I mean, my first exposure to it was through the movie Contact, you know, with Jodie Foster, who was searching for alien life out in the galaxy. I know you're a scientist, but does that part of this story matter to you too?
Oh, absolutely. Partially because Jill Tarter, who is the sort of real Jodie Foster in real life, is a friend of mine. And, you know, she's one of the people I've been communicating with on Twitter saying, what are we going to do, you know, to kind of make ourselves all feel better, both, as you say, you know, personally, emotionally, and scientifically. Culturally, though, I think some people don't know that it's absolutely essential to the science education efforts in Puerto Rico. There's a visitor center who one of the staff members at Arecibo worked very, very hard to create about 20-something years ago that's become absolutely essential in educating young people and adults. So something has to be done by the NSF to keep that educational aspect of Arecibo going.
I just wonder, like, does it surprise you that a telescope of that magnitude, of that importance, was allowed to get to the state where it would just simply collapse in a pile of dust?
Yes, it's absolutely shocking. I do not know how this happened. I cannot imagine. And the idea that 2 weeks ago people were saying this was unsalvageable, and then it took only 2 weeks to actually collapse is kind of unbelievable, but it happened.
Alyssa Goodman, professor of astronomy at Harvard. I'm sorry, because I know this is tough for you, but thanks for taking some time with us. Appreciate it.
No, it's okay. Arecibo is leaving us a beautiful legacy of science, and hopefully we'll get something to replace it soon. Thanks.